This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named William Slocum, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S-L-O-C-U-M. Date of birth 02-08-1963. Date of appointment 08-20-2024. Requesting physician Bipin Patel, MD, B-I-P-I-N-P-A-T-E-L. Dear Dr. Patel, I have the pleasure of seeing William Slocum today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 61-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who on December 8, 2023, he was walking and crossing the street. He was struck by a car. He fell down and hit his head on the road. He lost consciousness. He fractured his 8 ribs on the right side and right collarbone, also fractured his skull, airlifted to Albany Medical Center. He was unconscious for 5 weeks. Then he was transferred to the Ellis Hospital, E-L-L-I-S, and then to the Sunnyview Hospital. He was discharged home on February 22, 2024. He is working 2 times per week as a quality assurance manager in a machine shop now. He feels lightheaded at the job and loss of balance. He has a loss of strength since he went back to the job. Right side is off, right side is numb. He is applying for a social security disability. Past medical history. Essential hypertension, idiopathic progressive neuropathy, liver disease unspecified, GERD, pure hypercholesterolemia, vitamin D deficiency anemia, multiple fracture of the ribs on the right side. History of pulmonary embolism. Anemia. Past surgical history, none allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, amlodipine. Multivitamin. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, rarely drink alcohol. Working as a quality assurance manager. Is divorced, lives alone, have no children, family history, mother deceased, father deceased, 2 brother alive and healthy, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he had a motor vehicle accident. He is having lightheadedness, joint stiffness. Physical examination, blood pressure 160/95, 172, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular and rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. assessment and plan, 61-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, post-concussion syndrome. Number two, close head injury. Number three, history of motor vehicle accident. Number four, generalized weakness, more on the right side. Number five, numbness. Number six, dizziness. Next paragraph. Her most of the problem are due to his motor vehicle accident. I would like to order the ENG of the upper and lower extremities and blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity and vitamin D. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.